Over the next two decades, Indiana will need more than $13 billion to repair or replace aging water and wastewater infrastructure. That's according to the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, activists say the Biden administration's budget plan is a step in the right direction.
Among other things, Biden's proposed budget would help reduce lead in drinking water, lessen sewage overflows, keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes, and give a big boost to the Environmental Protection Agency. It also focuses on helping communities most affected by aging water and wastewater infrastructure, including Black, Brown, Indigenous people of color, and lower-income communities. Monica Lewis-Patrick is with the group We the People of Detroit.
The lack of federal investment in our water services over the last 40 years has saddled communities like mine and others with debt and expenses for water infrastructure that they cannot afford.
Though the House and Senate have put forth similar budget proposals, the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition says Biden's budget plan addresses water infrastructure on a larger scale that's needed right now. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.